Excuse me. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Ma'am, I can't hear you that good. Can you speak into the phone?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yes, ma'am. How may I assist you this morning?
I'm upset because you guys charged my account, and I don't even know who you are.
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center, so we assist multiple companies and over 100 different products. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
32119.
It was 32119?
Yes.
And I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Lisa Murray.
Thank you for that. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
1888 South Palmetto Avenue, apartment 206, South Daytona, Florida, 32119.
I thank you for that. And give me 1 second. And I was able to locate an account associated with you. And I do see that you have entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Good gracious. I had no idea that you were going to take $60 out of my account.
Yes,
I want it back.
In the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it does inform you that you will be enrolling into a monthly subscription to what we call the Bites Hub, which is actually a meal planning app. And now I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you. We are running a special.
No, ma'am. I want my money back. That's ridiculous. You took $60 out of my account. I don't want no $20 a month shit. I don't want nothing to do with that. I had no idea you were going to take $60 from my account. You took every penny out of my account and left my family with no money because you're scammers, and I want my money back.
Well, yes, ma'am, they were stated in the terms and conditions when you entered into that sweepstakes.
Terms and conditions, my ass. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I want my money back. $60. $59.89.
Well, ma'am, that was a valid charge. Now, what I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund on what you were billed.
What do you mean a 35% refund? I want my money back.
Ma'am,
you scammed me.
A valid charge.
You scammed me.
No, ma'am, it's stated.
If I have to go through my, if I got to go through my bank account, I'll have them refund it myself. I want my money back. You scammed me.
It was stated in the terms and conditions, but give me a brief minute to place you on hold. Alrighty, ma'am. I can do a one-time courtesy refund, and they would deduct $5 for that, and I can refund you $54.89 back to that account. And it will take
Thank
at
you.
3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, and I do have the cancellation number for you. Let me know when you're ready to take that down.
Go ahead. I have a paper and pen.
That will be C as in Charlie, 920-687-050. Excuse me.
I don't know how you guys live with yourself doing the shit you do. Scamming people like you do. Ridiculous.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am, it isn't. You ain't got nothing.